The bumpy white plaster surface of this rectangular work, 4.5 feet high and 2.5 wide, in places projecting almost 2 inches in relief from its board, is mostly covered by what looks like a painted forest of multicoloured tree trunks, vertical dribbles of mostly blue, green, yellow, red and brown, some a single line, others forking partway down. In the plaster are random gaping holes, through which pieces of torn, dirty polythene and pale brown string are visible. The string sometimes hangs out of its hole, often with a lump of plaster attached. And along the very bottom of the work are tiny dots of spraying and spattering, where, having hit another surface, the floor perhaps, the paint has then splashed back onto the picture. This piece, Shooting Picture, was created in 1961 by the French-born painter, sculptor and filmmaker Niki de Saint-Phalle. She filled polythene bags with paint and put them between blockboard and wire mesh. She then covered the mesh with white plaster. Finally, relinquishing all control over the ultimate result, she displayed the white object in a gallery in Paris and invited the audience to shoot at it with a .22 rifle. The bullets exploded the bags of paint, creating the eruptions and dribbles, and presumably some were left intact behind the plaster. For Saint-Phalle, the moment of action and the element of chance were an integral part of the final product. This particular work was shot by the artists Jasper Johns and Robert Rauschenberg. This wasn't Saint-Phalle's only shooting picture. In her art, she explored ways of expressing a defiance of patriarchal society and political conflict. And with these works, she said she was shooting at her own violence and the violence of the times. She later recalled that the experience of the shooting pictures was like a war, a nice war. No one ever got hurt. But after a shootout, we always felt emptied, exhausted, like after a bullfight. There was the whole ceremony of the gun, the whiteness of the blank picture, the smoke, the noise and the colour. In the early 60s, shooting had a particular resonance. In Paris, demonstrations were being violently suppressed and France was fighting her colony Algeria. The United States were locked in a standoff with the Soviets, which threatened to plunge the whole world into nuclear meltdown. But even in that context, Saint-Phalle's technique still seemed particularly aggressive for a female artist. The resulting shockwaves established her as an international artist and the equal of her male peers. She stopped making these pictures in 1963. "I had become addicted to shooting," she admitted. "Like one becomes addicted to a drug. It was difficult. I missed the spectacle and the excitement, and I missed the miracle of the exploding paint."